This is opening the workshop of the Board of Homeopathic Medical Examiners for the purpose of hearing the public in regards to public comments in regards to LCB file number R085-08, 5 p.m. May the 15th, 2008. This is the Nevada Clinic. Okay. The Nevada State Board of Homeopathic Medical Examiners, did you get one of these?
It's just about.
Okay. The Nevada State Board of Homeopathic Medical Examiners is proposing the adoption, amendment, and repeal of regulations pertaining to Chapter 630A of the Nevada Administration Code. A workshop has been set and is now in session for the purpose of soliciting comments from interested persons on the following general topics that will be addressed in the proposed regulation. Number one, increasing the annual renewal fees for licensees, advanced practitioners of homeopathy, and homeopathic assistants, establishing administrative fees, defining the meaning of terms applicable to the definition of homeopathic medicine as practiced in Nevada, the appointment of licensees and certified advanced practitioners of homeopathy to the education committee, standardization of the written and oral examination procedures for applicants for license to practice as homeopathic physicians and for applicants for certification to practice as advanced practitioners of homeopathy, qualifications required to practice as an advanced practitioner of homeopathy, and language defining supervision and protocol options for the scope of practice of an advanced practitioner of homeopathy. So with that said, the regulation, along with an impact that it would have on the licensees and certificate holders, is in the hands of those who are here, and the meeting is open for whatever comments either George Ebersole, who's here in attendance, or Dr. What's the first name?
James
Campbell, wish to make at this time. Gentlemen?
I just had a couple of questions on the on some of the language regarding applied kinesiology.
Concerning?
Applied kinesiology.
Kinesiology?
Applied kinesiology.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And I was just curious what kind of change or what kind of inclusion in the regulation is going to be involved with applied kinesiology.
The board will have a meeting to have its final hearing and decisions on this. On the 26th of June, it'll be a telephone board meeting. They'll be meeting here and also in Reno. And at that time, whatever comments you made will be reviewed by the board. You're welcome to come and speak again before the board makes any decision on any of these additions, deletions, or changes, or language.
Is it just a definition of applied kinesiology? Is that what...
Let me just show you the areas that are new are new.
Okay.
Yes, so for example...
So they're just using the term applied kinesiology?
Well, I don't know, and that's why I'm bringing it to your attention. I'll help you go find it.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
And then here's the second one.
Now, I can tell you what the intent was, but I can't tell you exactly what the definition is. The intent here is to enable practitioners who do not use electrodiagnosis to use basically muscle testing or kinesiology in making a determination as to whether something is nutritionally beneficial or not, just as an example.
I see.
And those are the only two references.
Oh, okay.
And you're welcome to double check them. I just went through the blue areas, and those are the only two that have that there.
And so is the intent to use the term applied kinesiology so that would be the only tool besides electrodiagnostics that would be used?
Almost all of the code, and I'm on the committee, has including but not limited to type of language. So no.
And there isn't any language in there that's making this exclusive to homeopathy.
Just the other way around. open-ended in terms of...
And is there any kind of requirement for training in applied kinesiology?
Yes, there is training, but it's not, as far as I know, it's not done in a school setting.
No, I mean, I know there is. I'm just saying the intention of this, would the practitioner be required to have some kind of training in applied kinesiology? Or
not necessarily. It's a method that can be used if a person has received sufficient training and can show the board that they have been qualified to do that.
Okay. Those were the only questions I really had.
The meeting began at 5 p.m. Meeting closed at 5:30 p.m. or rather the workshop.